live in our WRTI performance studio by James Anemone. It's a part of your program coming up, right, this piece?
Yeah, that's right. So I have an upcoming recital this Saturday at 4 p.m. at Jacobs Music in Westchester. It's part of my piano festival that I've been running for the past month. It's called Anemone Piano Studio Spring Festival. So it's a part of my private studio that I have in Exton, Pennsylvania. And we've been having master classes for the past month, one with Dr. Timothy Blair, who is a former dean of the College and Visual Performing Arts at Westchester University, and Dr. Vincent Craig, who's associate professor at Westchester University. So they both gave wonderful master classes this past month, and my recital is this Saturday, and then we have next month, my studio is giving a spring recital to close the festival.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And you said part of the program is unknown works like the Forgotten Fairy Tales.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm also playing a sonata by J.C. Bach, Johann Christian Bach, so Johann Sebastian Bach's youngest son. And he wrote plenty of them, and they're not completely unknown to us, but they're definitely not as widely played as, say, other early classical composers like Haydn or even Mozart. We don't really program J.C. Bach quite as often, so I thought that would be a good companion.
Well, the next piece you're going to play is by someone who we all are familiar with. Tell us about the Brahms piece.
That's right. So this is from Opus 118. This is a third piece, which is the Ballade. And kind of unique to the rest of the set, this is the one that's the most extroverted and energetic and quite heroic as well. Despite it being in a minor key, it still has kind of a lively dance feel to it. So.
Here is James Anemone to play Brahms on WRTI 90.1.
Thank you.
from the Ballade, Opus 18, Number 3 of Johannes Brahms on WRTI 90.1, live in our WRTI performance studio, James Annamone. You are the latest in a long line. People say, oh, you're on the radio, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? You're a pianist, do you know this person? It turns out you do.
Yeah, you do. Quite a few people.
Who have been in this performance studio over the past months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my girlfriend Rachel Lee was here exactly a month ago. I forgot to mention Dr. Terry Kleinfelter was here just a short while ago. My teacher, Ching Yun Hu, has performed here many times. My former teacher, Dr. Igor Rosiansky, has been here, and his students has also been here, and also Ching Yun Hu's students have also played here too. So I feel like I'm joining the club now.
The final work that you're going to play for us today is takes a right angle turn from Brahms. It's Music mm-hmm. of Gershwin.
Yes.
Tell us about that and the arrangement as well.
Yeah. So this is a collection of concert etudes that Earl Wilde took from Gershwin's songbook. So there's seven of them, and this is probably the most widely played. So Earl Wilde basically took Embraceable You and turned it into a virtuosic piano etude. So it just happens to have a flowing melody and a flowing accompaniment, I'd say, and then a singing melody. And it has tons of pedal and expression, and it's kind of really fun to play.
Fun to play, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, it'll be fun to hear, too. Here is James Annamone to play Embraceable You. Thank you. Embraceable You, the Etude No. 4 by George Gershwin and Earl Wilde. It was all I could do to keep from singing along. James, tell us again about the upcoming recital at Jacobs Music.
Yeah, so my upcoming recital will feature works by J.C. Bach, Brahms, the complete Opus 118, and the second half is All-American with the McDowell pieces, and I will be playing Friedrichshevsky's Cotton Mill Blues.
And the date and the time and the place?
Yes, yeah, so it'll be Saturday, this Saturday at 4 p.m. at Jacobs Music in Westchester, right on Wilmington Pike.
Terrific. Thank you, James.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being our guest today.